Wesley Clark, John Edwards, and John Kerry each are spending part of today campaigning in Tennessee, which holds its primary tomorrow. Party leaders say the contest will provide an important test of which candidate can win both urban and rural votes in a diverse and largely conservative southern state. From Nashville, NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
As Tennessee Democrats prepare to vote tomorrow, party leaders still are smarting a bit from what happened 4 years ago, when native son Al Gore perhaps took his home state too much for granted and ended up losing it to George W. Bush. Voters at the time said Gore had forgotten his local roots. Determined not to let Tennesseans feel neglected again, the party this year scheduled an unusually early primary in February instead of March. Democratic Chairman Randy Button says that's forcing candidates to pay attention to Tennessee voters and Tennessee values.
Tennessee Democrats are probably more moderate to conservative. It's a deep-seated faith in Tennessee. And we felt like that we had a lot to offer as a southern state that could provide a real sounding board for these candidates.
There are few places in Tennessee more Democratic than Smithville, a rural community about an hour outside Nashville. This county hasn't gone Republican in a presidential race for more than 30 years. At the Candleglow Diner, lunchtime customers sometimes talk Democratic politics, but businessman Bert Driver stresses that rural Tennessee Democrats are different from those in other parts of the country.
The policies of the Democratic National Committee are not in step with what we believe here, and that's very conservative, by and large, and I think if the candidates don't embrace that, they can't win in Tennessee.
Driver, who owns a plant nursery, says he'll probably vote tomorrow for John Edwards from the neighboring state of North Carolina. Edwards is the only candidate, he says, who seems to take the South seriously.
I think we have a tendency to lean towards those that are from this area. And Edwards is a populist, and that's what rural Middle Tennessee people want to hear, is that they understand where we come from and what we experience every day.
To hear people in Smithville tell it, the main thing they've experienced lately is economic uncertainty. A nearby factory just announced plans to close, laying off 1,300 people and worsening a Tennessee economy that's lost some 60,000 jobs the past 3 years. Smithville realtor Eston Knowles says his business is hurting too, and that'll be the biggest issue for him as he casts his vote.
You remember when Bill Clinton ran, he said this economy is stupid. That's what we're in right now.
Knowles is supporting John Kerry, whom he considers the most electable candidate nationwide. Kerry has made just one visit to Tennessee this year, fewer than his leading opponents. But Kerry's supporters say his military record in particular makes him a strong candidate here. Kerry led Tennessee in a recent poll. And last night, as his backers gathered in Nashville, advertising executive Jan Austin said the Massachusetts senator is breaking through with Southern voters.
I think he'll do just fine in the South because he represents the issues that are important to us. We struggle with the same things in living a daily life and trying to make ends meet as young people do in the North.
Wesley Clark is the candidate who spent the most money and run the most TV ads in Tennessee. In the last week, he also brought additional campaign staff here. With a military background like Kerry and a southern background like Edwards, Clark has won the support of voters such as musician Shannon Williford.
I think he's capable of taking the South. I think he is going to draw from moderate and even some conservative voters. And so I think he's the best available to beat Bush.
This will be the first presidential election in 16 years where Gore won't be on the ballot. While the former vice president has endorsed Howard Dean, the Dean campaign decided to skip Tennessee. Gore spoke to state Democrats last night. He didn't take back his endorsement, but also said any of his party's candidates would, in his opinion, be preferable to President Bush. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Nashville.